An undefeated volleyball team suffers defeat for the first time, and the football playoffs are just around the corner. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. This is the final week of regular season football action as teams across the state look to qualify for the playoffs. Sunday, October 23rd, is Selection Sunday, when teams will learn their fate. The selection show will be broadcast live at 6 p.m. on Bally Sports Detroit, and all the pairings will be posted on MHSAA.com at 7 p.m. The top 32 teams in each of the eight divisions will be divided into four team districts, with district play starting October 28th. In eight-player, we take the top 16 teams in both Divisions 1 and 2. The eight-player finals will be Saturday, November 19th at the Superior Dome in Marquette. The 11-player finals are 1 week later, November 25th and 26th at Ford Field in Detroit. All of the finals action will air on Bally Sports Detroit. Tickets for all playoff games leading up to the finals can be purchased at gofan.co. There are 10 teams looking to repeat as state champs this year. Belleville in Division 1, Warren De La Salle in Division 2, Detroit King in Division 3, Chelsea in Division 4, Grand Rapids Catholic Central in Division 5, Lansing Catholic in Division 6, Powama Westphalia in Division 7, Hudson in Division 8, Adrian Lenaway Christian in 8-player Division 1, and Powers North Central in 8-player Division 2. Game balls this week go to Clio senior volleyball player Michaela Nealens. She recorded her 1,000th career kill in a match versus Lake Fenton. Clio will open the postseason with Mount Morris. Northville volleyball player Abby Reck. She led the Mustangs to a Beast of the East championship, including a win in the title game over previously unbeaten Birmingham Marion. And a Cass Tech quarterback, LeSean Mumpfield. He led the Technicians to a 28-14 win over Detroit King in the PSL title game.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
It's tournament time for boys soccer, and that means the return of the shootout. In the regular season, games can end in a tie, but postseason games need to have a winner. If a game is tied at the end of regulation and the 20-minute overtime period, we move to a shootout. Each team gets 5 attempts from the penalty spot, alternating between teams. If, after 5 attempts, the team still remains tied, it moves to 1 kick for each team until the tie is broken. Now, what happens when a kick is stopped by the keeper but has enough spin on it to roll back across the goal line? That's a goal. A shootout attempt isn't complete until the ball stops moving, goes out of play, or the referee stops play.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the golf course, four teams and four individuals were crowned state champs over the weekend. In Division 1, Rochester Adams won the team title, while Grand Blanc's Kate Brody won a second individual title. In Division 2, Farmington Hills Mercy was the top team, and Byron Center's Macy Elzinga was the best individual. In D3, Macomb Lutheran North took team honors, and they were led by medalist Lauren Timpt's second straight individual title. And in Division 4, Jackson Lumen Christie is your team champ. Mia Melendez of Ann Arbor Green Hills is a repeat individual champion. Champions were also crowned on the tennis court with the boys' Lower Peninsula Finals. Bloomfield Hills took home the trophy in Division 1. Midland Dow added to their trophy case with a title in Division 2. The Division 3 championship went to Ann Arbor Green Hills. And in Division 4, it was Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett coming out on top. For more on both the golf and tennis championships, please visit MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.